make ablution for one day, okay? So sometimes the water what is available is sufficient for you to drink, so, or you have to buy it. So in this case, the person, he will make tayammum, and whatever little bit water he have, he will use it for cooking or for drinking. Also, if the person is sick and he may fear using the water, it will increase his illness, he also can make tayammum. Also, if the person has danger, or there is a fear that if he step out of his house to go to the river in certain time to get water, okay, that maybe wild animals would be outside in the dark and he fear for his life, also he can use tayammum in this situation. So the tayammum is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah. It can be used in all these cases by a male or female, doesn't matter. Also, tayammum can be used as a substitute for wudu or for al-hadath al-akbar, which is janaba. If a person have a wet dream or intercourse with his wife and he don't have water to take a shower to prepare for the salah, he can make tayammum, and the tayammum will be enough for him to remove the state of janaba, and this would be enough for him to pray like this. That the tayammum is sufficient for the person to wipe over his hand and his face, or his face and his hand. There is no need for covering the whole body or the whole arm. And the tayammum is a one strike on the ground, okay? Whatever there in the ground, if it's sand, if it's dirt, whatever the surface that available, that you strike once, and after this you wipe your two hands and your face, or you strike one and you can blow it also, and you wipe your face and your hand, the inside as well as the outside, and this will be the tayammum. Whatever breaks the wudu, breaks the tayammum. Okay, whatever breaks the wudu, breaks the tayammum. And the scholars, they have differences concerning how many salah you can make with the tayammum. Is not any evidence about that, because in actuality, the tayammum takes the place of wudu. It's the same way that you can make 2, 3, 4 salah with the same wudu, as long as you didn't break your wudu. So the same thing you can do with the tayammum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this will be our chapter for today, and by this we come to close our class for today, inshallah. For next week, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our life, will be chapter 10 concerning ministration, or Bab al-Hayd, which is number 10 and page number 55. And inshallah, we go now to prepare for salah. And after salah, if anybody wants to sit down to have a brief information or brief updating concerning the conference, inshallah, you're more than welcome to sit down. If not, this is our subject for today, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Anybody have question, comments, correction? سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك عند الله سبحانه وتعالى نزل. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. Class is over. Thank you. Okay, our class inshallah will return back to be at 7 o'clock, and everybody take a note of this. We delayed it a little bit because the people of Augusta, but since he didn't show up today, we return it back to 7, and everybody appreciate it to be in time. جزاكم الله خيرا. I think since we have 15 minutes before Maghrib, we can go ahead and